today the Torah portion, the Brit Hadashah portion, is this portion from Matthew 26. Frank's going to go ahead and read it to us.
Starting at Matthew 26, verse 17, on the first day for Matzah, the Talmudim came to Yeshua and asked, "Where do you want us to prepare your Seder?" "Go into the city to so-and-so," he replied, "and tell him that the rabbi says, 'My time is near. My Talmudim and I are celebrating Pesach at your house.'" The Talmudim did as Yeshua directed and prepared the Seder. When the evening came, Yeshua reclined with the 12 Talmudim. And as they were eating, he said, "Yes, I tell you that one of you is going to betray me." They became terribly upset and began asking him one after the other, "Lord, you don't mean me, do you?" He answered, "The one who dips his matzah in the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man will die just as the Tanakh says he will. But woe to this man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for him that he had never been born." Judah, the one who was betraying him, then asked, "Surely, Rabbi, you don't mean me?" He answered, "The words are yours." While they were eating, Yeshua took a piece of matzah, made the bracha, broke it, and gave it to the Talmudim and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." He also took a cup of wine and made the bracha and gave it to them, saying, "All of you, drink from it, for this is my blood, which ratifies the new covenant, my blood shed on behalf of many, so that they may have their sins forgiven. I tell you, I will not drink this fruit of the vine again until the day I drink new wine with you in my Father's kingdom."
This passage here is often, it's even titled "The Passover with the Disciples." And you hear people say that it's a Passover. And you see what's going on. It looks like a Passover. Certain things that they're doing are things that you do at a Passover. But if you examine it a little closer, you recognize something. It wasn't a Passover. Well, why do I say it wasn't a Passover? They were dipping. They were sitting. They were doing all these things. They were having the wine. And he even says, "You won't have this wine again till you do it with me in heaven." But why wasn't it Passover? So the Passover, the Korban, the offerings, and in particular, not Yeshua, yes. But Yeshua, he was there. He was being crucified at the time when the Korban, the Pesach, the first one was given at in the afternoon. So it wasn't a Passover because you'll notice they didn't have any meat either. So without the Paschal lamb, you can't have Passover. However, he did get together and do a lot of the things that they do at Passover. But technically, it wasn't a Passover meal. All of that being said, at the very end of it, he says, "For this is my blood which ratifies the new covenant, my blood shed on behalf of many, so that they may have forgiveness of sins. I tell you that I would not drink this fruit of the vine again until the day I drink it new in my Father's kingdom." And he goes on to talk about, "But when you do this in memory of me." Amen. As we read this Brit Hadashah portion, I want to read to you now a recollection of this particular, of Matthew 26, that's found in 1 Corinthians 11:23. "For what I received from the Lord is just what I passed on to you, that the Lord Yeshua, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And after he had made the bracha, or the blessing, he broke it and said," he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this as a memorial to me, in memory of." Likewise also the cup after the meal, saying, this cup is a new covenant affected by my blood. Do this as often as you drink as a memorial to me or memory of me. For as often as you drink this bread and drink, eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. And so we want to pause right there. So he gets to this point, and it's very interesting because he tells them, verse 27, therefore, whoever eats the Lord's bread or drinks the Lord's cup in an unworthy manner will be guilty of desecrating the body and the blood of the Lord. So then, let a person examine himself first. Back to the same thing again. Examine, look for the chametz. Because again, remember, this is the last day. This is the day before Passover. Same thing again. So, Father, we take a moment to examine ourselves, Lord, and examine if we have any chametz in us, these last 10 pieces in particular, anger, fear, doubt, disappointment, resentment, jealousy, lashon hara, arrogance, expectations, and laziness. And we take a moment, oh God, to ask you to help us, ask you to forgive us, Lord, and we take time to make sure we're in right standing with you before we continue. And he goes on to say in verse 29, for a person who eats and drinks without recognizing the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself. This is why many among you are weak and sick and some have died. If we would examine ourselves, we would not come under judgment. So, Father, we take a moment to examine ourselves, Lord, and to turn to you, repent, talk to you about these things, O God. And we thank you, O Lord. You said that when we do this, we would not come under judgment, O God. And we thank you, O God. We thank you, Lord, that it's always best for us to judge ourselves, Lord, and to turn and return to you before you have to tell us to or ask us to, O God. And you've created days on the calendar, Lord, where this is especially emphasized during your Chagim, during your holy days. So we thank you. We take advantage of this time of Passover, the first Shabbat of Passover, Lord, and we examine ourselves, Lord, and we present ourselves to you, O God, and we ask you to forgive us and cleanse us and help us, O God. As we take this bread, we're reminded of your sacrifice, Father. You sent your Son, Yeshua, to die for us that we may live with you forever. So let's lift the bread to Adonai and sing the blessing together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Amen and amen. Let's receive it together. Father, we thank you for being broken for us, O God. As we drink this juice, we're reminded of the blood of Messiah Yeshua, which was shed for us, by which we are cleansed and forgiven. So, Father, we humbly and we reverently receive this together. And before we do, we lift up our cup to you and we sing the blessing together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Borei peri hagafen. Amen. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine. Amen. And let's receive it together. So, Father, we thank you for the body and the blood of Messiah. We thank you, Lord, that Messiah is our Passover lamb, O God, the lamb slain before the creation of the world, O God. So we thank you, and we praise you, O God. And we ask you, Lord, to help us to be mindful and remember we've got a whole week to celebrate, Lord, a whole week of time that's been set apart of holy days, set apart times, oh God, where you've called us to come before you. So we ask you to come, we ask you help us to come to you, Lord, with no anger, no fear, no doubt, We release disappointment, resentment, jealousy. We release Lashon Hara. We release arrogance, expectations, and laziness, O God, and we take on the things that you've called us to take on, O God. You've called us, Lord, instead of to be angry, O God, to have sameach, to have peace and joy. Instead of being fearful, God, you've called us to have faith. Instead of doubt, Lord, we choose to believe. Instead of being disappointed, O God, we are satisfied, Lord, with whatever place we're in, we're content. Instead of resenting, O God, we choose to forgive and release. Instead of being jealous of others, Lord, we decide to be zealous for you, O God. Lord, instead of using Lashon Hara, we decide to use Lashon Tov, a holy tongue, O God, to spread good things about you and good things about others. And rather than being arrogant and prideful, O God, we choose to be humble, O God, before you. And Lord, instead of letting expectations, unrealized expectations, bother us, O God, we choose to let you be our expectation, for you to set forth our expectation, O God. What do you expect for us, O God, and want for us? That's what we choose to hold to. And instead of being lazy, Father, we are commanded, Lord, not to be lazy. We are commanded to be like the ant. You said, look upon the ant, how he stores for winter, how he works and he plans and he works together, not just by himself, O God. Ants don't live alone. They live together. They depend on one another, O God, for the whole community, the whole colony to live, O God. And if one ant is lazy, he's kicked out of the colony. He can't live there. He's got a job to do that he must fulfill. So we thank you, O God, for these things. In the mighty name of the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach, we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.